First of all, Superintendent Plater, obviously some negotiations have been going on with the teachers and staff, and obviously you have to kind of balance the desire to increase salaries against the budget pressures you're probably under. What kind of figures are you looking at currently for, say, faculty raises?
We've tentatively reached an agreement for a one-year deal that averages out to about a 3.23% increase. And I say average because we have teachers that are off the scale and in a longevity mode for our more veteran teachers, and then we have those that are on the regular salary schedule. So the raises vary by teacher and by how much they move and on the salary schedule and so forth. But the average overall is 3.23.
Now, at this point, has the either the board agreed to this? I mean, obviously, I think in the school board agenda it said that the teachers would not really vote till essentially really close to when school starts. But has the board approved this so far?
Well, we'll wait till the teachers ratify it, and then I'll take it before the board and get it, you know, ratified as well. But we both negotiated, you know, in good faith, and we're both confident that when we take it back to our two parties, that you know, it's gonna pass. The teachers just, you know, they're not in session right now, and they usually meet the very first day of school at our Teachers Institute for a short period of time when they have a majority present, so they can take that vote and officially pass that.
I suspect that under more normal circumstances, if there is such a thing these days, you'd probably like to do perhaps a little longer, maybe a three-year contract. Is the one-year contract attractive to both sides simply because of largely the state situation in terms of funding schools?
Absolutely. There's just so much uncertainty right now and so much discussion about, you know, pension change and pension reform and having districts or employees possibly pay more. And right now, some of those items are already in our current negotiation, so we didn't want to tie or punish either side by committing to something longer term, knowing that the state might very well make some changes that would then force our hand and make us be committed, you know, much more greatly than either side wanted to be. So we definitely felt like this was the safest. We have had many years of 5- and 3-year contracts, but this will be our second single-year contract in a row. And again, it's for the exact same reason of just all the uncertainty.
Do you have a ballpark on what the raises will cost the district if they're all approved? Ballpark?
Yeah, they're about $200,000 when you figure in all the insurance increases that come with that as well, because we pay 100% of our employees' insurance for all employees that are full-time and meet the requirements for that. But it's about $200,000 new dollars.